as gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
Yes, Gloria. Oh, yes, I'm expecting her. Show her in, please.
Good morning, Tony.
Holly, I'm delighted.
That's an improvement. There have been times when I've dropped into your office. Well, after all, you are an important man.
Yeah, to whom?
To your business, to your friends, to a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I took Ned's advice and I made an appointment this time. Though I must say this hour of the morning doesn't exactly turn me on.
Well, if you wait around long enough, I'll take you to lunch.
I'm having lunch with your wife, Tony.
Claire's not my wife.
Now, don't get your back up, Tony. I just said that to see how you'd react.
You knew damn well how I'd react. Claire hasn't been a wife to me in...
I know. 4 or 6 or how many years?
Nearly 4 since she packed up and walked out.
Right. But, Tony, that doesn't constitute divorce.
Holly, did you come in to ruin my day or just slowly devour it?
I came in to say something, and I'm going to say it. Have you seen Kate since our party?
No.
Have you tried?
Of course I've tried. She's left town.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she wouldn't see me. She wouldn't talk to me. She doesn't like married men.
Now, that's what I mean, Tony. You've gone along in this bind with Claire, as if everybody would understand. Claire walked out, therefore Tony isn't married. Well, that's all right with our crowd, but it isn't good enough for a girl like Kate.
You don't have to tell me that, Holly. Until I get a divorce, I'm going to let Kate call the shots.
Have you seen Claire since the party?
Nope. I never see Claire unless it's to pay her bills.
Well, maybe you should. Oh, I couldn't be sorrier that Claire met Kate at our house. I never intended that to happen, but I am not so sure it was a total disaster.
What does that mean?
Kate made quite an impression on Claire.
Holly, why don't you say what's on your mind?
I don't think that you ought to quit.
Quit what?
Trying for a divorce.
But look, you're having lunch with my wife and coming here to say this to me?
Yes, sneaky of me, isn't it?
Well, it's not like you, Holly.
Well, I have known Claire a long time, Tony. With all her faults, she's an old friend. I've seen her get her own way all along the line, and it still hasn't made her happy. Of course, it never does.
I'm no psychoanalyst, Holly. Why don't you tell me, what is Claire after?
Well, I'm not sure she knows. Oh, something new, a little more exciting.
She certainly doesn't want me.
Oh, she's had you. But she's afraid to let you go.
What is this, woman talk? Claire keeps me around for a name and a checkbook. She's not afraid of anything.
Everybody's afraid of something.
And I'm to guess?
Some women can't face it alone. Claire can't.
If she were divorced, she could find a dozen guys.
Not to marry, not the one she wants.
Is there one?
Well, a great many women dream of being married to some man other than their own husband.
You girls certainly make it complicated for yourselves.
Claire does. That's why she needs help.
Help? Oh, come on, Holly. I'm to convince Claire to give me a divorce for her sake? I can hear her laugh now.
So can I. But I think in the end she would be happier having it settled.
Holly, you're a sweet girl, and I know you mean well, but I don't buy any of it. I don't think you really know Claire.
I'm sure you don't. Go ahead. Lose Kate.
I can't lose what I haven't got. All I want now is to know where she's gone.
Why don't you ask Stephen Wolfe?
What's he got to do with it?
Oh, you're so pig-headed, Tony. You don't deserve this.
Well, what are you talking about?
Ned keeps telling me to mind my own affairs, but I just can't sometimes when I love my friends.
What about Wolf?
You know Kate left our party very upset.
Well, she was hardly speaking to me.
Well, I have an idea it wasn't just meeting Claire that upset her. Kate handled Claire beautifully. It was something else.
Like what?
You know Kate had a long private talk with Stephen Wolf during the party. In the little writing room?
Yes, I knew that.
I caught a glimpse of her face when she came out. Maybe you should start there to find out where she's gone.
Morning, Joey.
Morning, Mr. Wheeler. Fog's lifted good.
Yep. Just been out to look at my lobster pot markers. I got a loose stern cleat on that boat if you want to tighten it.
Yeah, sure. I got something to ask you.
What?
It's about Mrs. Wakefield.
Yeah.
She said you were taking her over to Gull Island early this morning.
She's back at the house with the wife.
No, she isn't. She was down here at the wharf about 20 minutes ago. I told her you'd gone out with the boat.
Where'd she go?
She said if you weren't going to take her over to Gull Island, she'd hire herself a boat. She's going over to Hank's boatyard.
She's got too much pep out of that one.
She was awful anxious. She asked me if I knew why you didn't want to take her. I didn't say anything, knowing what I know.
You did right, Joey.
You think she ought to go over to Gull Island alone?
I don't think she should go over there at all.
But why don't you tell her, you know?
I gave my word, and I get paid for it. Wish I hadn't, but I did. The money helped this year when things were bad.
Yeah.
And you get paid, too. So don't you go soft on a pretty girl.
It isn't that, Mr. Wheeler. Mrs. Wakefield's husband was the best friend I ever had. He taught me more about sailing than anybody.
I know, son.
Well, I don't think she ought to be going over to the island alone. And that's what she's bent on doing.
Joey, I just got to take the chance. I went over yesterday. Everything looked all right. No sign of anything out of the way.
He wasn't there?
Nope. I looked careful. He pulls out sometimes, hides away. Then he shows up again. But he's gone now.
I don't know. Wouldn't it be best...
What?
It don't seem right.
You keep your mouth shut, Joey. You don't know who he is, and neither do I. He's not caused any trouble so far.
Yes, Mr. Wheeler. Why, there she is. She's bringing that boat over here to the wharf.
She always had a good hand on a tiller. Tom taught her that. Now, you keep quiet, Joey. Let me have her.
Lovely morning, Ben.
Yep. You're up early, Kate.
Not early enough. You'd already left.
Can't expect a city girl to get up at sunrise.
Oh, but I was up at sunrise. How are you, Joy?
All right.
Nice little skiff you got there.
Yes, Hank tells me it's very sound, so I won't have to bother you, Ben, to take me over to the island.
Oh, you're no bother, Kate. It's a real pleasure to have you here. The wife was just saying how wonderful...
Oh, it's been wonderful to me. Well, I'll see you.
Well, where are you going?
You know where I'm going.
Over to Gull Island?
That's what I came to Seaport for.
Now, Kate, you don't want to be going over to the island alone.
I've done it many times before.
The weather can turn on you at this time of year.
Well, if it does, I'll stay over. I've stayed at that cottage alone before, you know.
Suppose I run you over and back right now.
But I don't want to run over and back. I have something I must do over there.
Well, I could wait around for you for a spell.
Ben, I've waited for 2 days for you to take me over there, and you've just stalled. Maybe you'd better tell me why.
Well, it's the time of year. The cottage is pretty cold and damp.
I can light a fire. Ben, you've been out looking after the place. Is something wrong?
Oh, no. Everything's tight. Shipshape.
Well, then what is the matter?
I don't want to see you get in any trouble over there.
What kind of trouble?
Well, turn of the weather or just trouble.
If that's all you can say, then I'm not going to worry. I've got enough other things to think about. Tell Ruth I'll be back early.
Mrs. Wakefield! Kate!
You can't stop her from going, Joey.
I'm not going to stop her. I'm going with her. Kate!
What is it, Joey?
Wait for me!
Again. The food hasn't changed since the last time I was in college, but I have. 12 years later, 12 gray hairs. The only gray hairs in the entire class. So, I tried Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, just covers up gray without changing your natural color. Loving Care made my hair softer and shinier. And two boys wanted my number.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair. If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, oh, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author Studio is brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray. Gives you the fastest decongestant possible.
And out, ladies and gentlemen, fair weather or foul, I am the tireless, dedicated, devoted author of Vanity Fair. Dear listeners, have you learned to read my mood? Well, then already you know this to be a day when I approach my writing chores with pleasure. I am, and hope you are, looking forward to Private Hooton's performance when he poses as Private Gordy Kiner to hoodwink Miss Crawley. Now, with your permission, then, we shall move toward that event. Here now, what is this? Why is Becky Sharp fretful? No, it was not my intention to muddy the waters, but precious little attention Becky Sharp pays to me. What are she and Giles blathering about?
Why be you fretful, Miss Becky?
I don't know. I have this uneasy feeling that nearer the time when Private Hooton, I mean Gordy, the nearer to when it seems some kind of... I have severe misgivings that... Will you listen? I can't even talk.
Oh, you talk, miss. It's just you don't say it good, like always.
And what if I don't talk good when Gordy's here and he doesn't talk good? What then?
Then we're in the soup, Miss Becky.
Would it be too much trouble for you not to sound cheerful about it?
Oh, Lord. I can't hardly keep up with you. A few minutes past, you was cheerful. I'd say it would be a fine joke on Miss Crawley. Now you're all a twitter.
I am not a twitter.
Then what would you say you'd be?
A twitter?
That's better. Oh, there's naught to worry about. You said and said Private Hooton is...
Say Gordy, don't say Hooton, or I'll say it in front of Miss Crawley.
You said and said Mr. Gordy is clever and quick, and how you didn't hardly have to teach him at all.
That's what I'm fretful about. I should have rehearsed him more, told him more things Miss Crawley might ask, decided what he'd answer. Oh, Giles... Mr. Rawdon was so jealous and kept interrupting and didn't want Mr. Gordy to hold my hand.
I can't say as I blame him, miss. The very idea of holding a stranger's hand.
Oh, you are as bad as he is. All of this tomfoolery, this whole masquerade today is done for him. He ought to be grateful.
It is done for you, too.
I think I am getting a little tired of your sass.
Ah... Uh-huh. 'Tis one of them days when you'd have me say, yes, Miss Becky, no, Miss Becky, like Sir Pip Toadies to Miss Crawley. Very good, ma'am. Yes, miss, 'tis all done for Mr. Rawdon, and he'd ought to be grateful.
Oh, leave off. I am impossible, but you don't have to be as well. Anyhow, I've thought of a plan.
Don't you always?
Giles!
No, miss, 'tis a compliment. You've always a plan, and always it's wonderful.
See if this one is. You're to be in the room when my Gordy is there.
Oh, yes. Wonderful. I was afraid I'd hear only through the keyhole.
I've not finished. You'll be there and you'll be holding... what can you be holding?
Holding, miss?
A tray? Glass? Medicine bottle?
Poop? Miss!
Well, you've got to be holding something so you can drop it.
Drop it?
If Miss Crawley asks some horrible question Gordy can't answer and I can't answer, then crash!
Everyone's distracted, and Miss C forgets the question.
And I look a clumsy ox.
Better you look a clumsy ox than Gordy and I look to be liars. If she remembers the question, I'll have had time to think of an answer. So, what would you hold?
Oh, just now, 'tis all I can do to hold me tongue.
You'll hold, a glass of water.
Oh, no.
Miss Crawley needs to serve tea. Oh, hold a cup of tea.
I don't drink tea with me betters.
Oh, dear. Think of something.
Miss Crawley's warming pan.
Why would you be holding a warming pan?
So's I can drop it.
I mean, why would you be standing about with a... Oh, bother, what difference? You can just happen to pick it up.
If it ain't in her bed.
She has it in bed only at night.
Lovely this be when she has it in at tea time.
Then hold something else. I don't care what, just hold.
And drop.
If necessary. Oh, I pray it won't be. Oh, let nothing go amiss. What if Miss Crawley finds me out?
Oh, she'll not, Miss Becky. I've yet to see the tangle you can't untangle, or the warming pan I can't drop.
As for that matter, neither have I. Seen Becky at her last, that is. Yes, I've no experience with warming pans. However, Private Timothy Hooton is approaching the house in Park Lane. He, too, I see, is somewhat uneasy. Oh, very cocky he was yesterday with Becky. Today, with Miss Crawley. We shall see.
Say, did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays will give you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical, yet so effective.
Hi, I'm Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clairol commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clairol cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clairol cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use. The best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Miss Crawley, though rock-hewn, is a romantic old party. Ill though she may be, quite perky she is this afternoon at the prospect of meeting the young soldier Becky adores, or claims to. One shudders to think what mood she would be in if she knew the soldier Becky loves is Rawdon. Well, at the moment, Giles is prettifying Miss Crawley in a little lace cap with pink ribbon bows.
Ah, there now. 'Tis all in place. And near the looking glass. Yes, ma'am, Miss Crawley.
Well, Becky, how do I look?
Very pretty. The mirror, ma'am.
Pretty? Huh. Old. Ugly. But what matter? Our young man will have eyes only for Rebecca, I'm sure.
Oh, I do hope you like him.
Is there some reason I shouldn't?
Oh, you will, Miss Crawley, like I do.
You don't know him. How can you say that?
Well, I think...
She means from all I've told her of him.
Oh, yes, ma'am, that's what I mean.
Ah, he's here. He's come. Oh, my poor heart.
Dear, dear, you're nervous, Rebecca. Off with you. Fetch him up. And not to worry, I shan't bite him.
We may talk a moment before I bring him.
Now, Giles, we shall see what manner of man has purloined our Becky's heart.
Oh, that we will.
I wonder if he... Why on earth are you clutching my warming pan to your bosom?
Oh, he...
Put it down at once.
Down?
A man is coming into this room. Do you greet him with a warming pan?
Oh, we never thought.
We? I didn't pick it out.
No, ma'am. I mean, Miss Becky, she... I'm not
your jabbering and put it down. No, not in full view. Under the bed, Giles, and be quick. I hear him coming.
Under the bed, you're certain?
Child!
Yes, ma'am. He's under.
And then as soon as he comes, go straight down for tea.
Oh. Mayn't I stay a little to see him? Miss Becky wants me here. She does, truly.
All right. Rebecca, dear, come in.
Miss Crawley, this is my Gordy.
Well. Let me look at you, young man.
This is a great pleasure, Miss Crawley. And may I say how sorry I am to hear you are in poor health.
Thank you, Private Gordy. I am greatly better. Do
sit down and tell me of yourself.
In my life, there is only one thing of importance.
Pray, what may that be?
Miss Rebecca Sharp.
Ah, very pretty, very. You love her, do you?
With all my heart and soul.
How sweet. But I do believe you rehearsed that pretty speech.
Rehearsed?
Oh, no, Miss Crawley. I'm sure not.
Oh, come, come. Why not? I honor him for it. Now, sir, what are your prospects?
Prospects?
Oh, no matter. I'm very fond of Rebecca, and shall give her a generous present. Now we must set the wedding date as soon as possible.
Wedding?
Wedding?
Certainly. Why else did I bring Becky to London? Child!
I'm so sorry. I come over all queer, I did.
You broke in my looking glass.
Oh, Giles. Giles, how could you? 7 years bad luck.
It was a mistake to look forward to this catastrophic event. Nor do I look forward to... But that is tomorrow. Join me if you will. You may be better advised not. Either way, I am your tireless, dedicated, devoted servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
It's been years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Shut up, old chick.
5 minutes, Claude.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh.
Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Final Net. Final Net is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Final Net holds up longer than you do.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed. Four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Bah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm going to get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
The Author Studio has been brought to you by Final Net, the non-aerosol hair mist that holds up longer than you do. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant.
Upstairs just crying her eyes out.
Oh, what's the matter?
Oh, she's having trouble with her math. I'm afraid she takes after me in that respect. I hated arithmetic.
Mathematics is the purest science there is.
And I couldn't care less. It's also the hardest. And the dullest.
Oh, I don't think math is dull. I never did. I liked it. What's Debbie's problem?
Oh, she can't do it. That's her problem. Goodness knows I can't help her. I thought you might take a look at her assignment.
Well, I don't approve of parents doing their children's homework.
Well, you don't have to do it, dear. You might look it over and give her some help. After all, that's what teachers are for, show students how to do things.
Well, what's a teacher doing?
Well, Debbie says everybody in her class is better at math than she is, and she feels stupid.
What is this, new math?
No, no, they're getting away from that. No, it's yours, miss. Here's her book. You could at least look at the assignment. Here.
I've got a lodge meeting. I ought to leave right now.
Well, honey, at least look at it. It's page 48. The ones that are marked.
I don't know why you and Debbie have such a hard time understanding mathematics. I never had any trouble at all. I loved it.
Oh, good. Maybe you can give some help to her.
This one here, number 6?
If it's circled, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the first problem.
Oh, let's see. I've got to leave in a few minutes. I guess I can spare a little time for my Debbikins. Let's see. Well, it looks simple enough.
Well, read it. It made no sense at all to me.
Yeah, well, a boy who lives 5 miles from his school walks part way at 4 miles per hour. And then he waits 6 minutes for a school bus at a certain crossroad. The bus runs 20 miles per hour, but speeds up to 30 after 5 minutes. If the boy starts from his home at 8:25 a.m. and reaches his school at 8:58, how far does he ride in the bus? How far does he ride in the bus? What grade is Debbie in?
She's a junior. Oh, I haven't even seen tonight's paper.
In high school?
Well, of course in high school. What's the matter with you? You know she's not going to college.
Well, I know. I just wondered what... Never mind. Now, let's see. The boy starts at 8:25 and reaches his school at 8:58. How far does he ride in the bus?
Jordan girl's getting married. What a terrible picture of her.
You know, this isn't going to help Debbie if I do these problems.
Well, you can show her how to do them. You know, all the brides in the paper these days are having their pictures taken with their eyes looking down. I wonder why this girl didn't take off her glasses.
Let's see what the next problem is, huh?
You get the first one already, dear?
I haven't got it written down. I got it in my head. I just thought I'd look them all over first.
Oh, you're so smart about these things, dear. Must be wonderful. What's the next one?
At the rate of 3 miles an hour uphill and 4 miles an hour downhill, a man can walk 60 miles in 17 hours. How much of the distance is uphill and how much is downhill? How much is uphill and how much is downhill? Hey, this is algebra.
Well, even I know it's algebra. What did you think it was?
Wait a minute. Let's see. 2x minus c over minus 2... No, that isn't right. Over 3 plus 2 squared... You know, these aren't going to do Debbie one darn bit of good in later life.
Well, they'll do her a lot of good tomorrow if she hasn't done when she gets to school.
X squared plus 2y over y squared. Why doesn't Debbie pay attention in class so she knows how to do these things?
Are they really hard, dear?
No. They're not hard, especially.
Oh.
They just...
Uh-huh.
Well, let's see what the next one is. A man starts from his home to catch a train, walking at the rate of 1 yard in 1 second, and arrives 2 minutes late. If he had walked at the rate of 4 yards in 3 seconds, he would have arrived 2.5 minutes early. How far is his home from the station?
Well, at any rate, there's a man who gets some exercise walking to work. Maybe if you'd walk once in a while instead of always taking the car.
It's 20 miles into town to my office.
The man in the previous problem is walking 60 miles. I don't suppose any employer wants to wait 17 hours until his employee gets to work. Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I'm sorry. You concentrate.
X equals the rate of speed. Now, he walked 1 yard in 1 second.
Oh, I think problems like that are ridiculous. I mean, you know, you don't walk the same rate of speed all the time anyhow. Makes a difference to me if I've got on low heels, for example. I mean, I walk a lot faster than I do in higher heels, you know.
What?
Makes a difference whether you're wearing high or low heels.
I don't imagine the man in the problem's wearing high heels.
No. I don't either, but if his wife is walking with him, he might walk slower.
Does this problem say the man is out walking with his wife?
No. All right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Okay, now, if he walks 1 yard, 1 second, X equals the rate of speed.
Makes me think of Abraham Lincoln walking 10 miles just to go to school. Can you imagine any of the kids today walking 10 miles just to get to school, huh? Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I don't think the answers are in the back of the book.
I wasn't trying to look up the answers. Okay.
Can't you do them?
Yes, of course I can do them, but not when you sit there babbling away and... Oh, I'm already due at the lodge meeting. I'm late now.
I'm sorry. I'll go up and I'll tell Debbie not to worry. She's lucky she's got the smart daddy, because her mother's pretty dumb about these things. Now, I'll be quiet. You concentrate, honey.
If the man had walked at the rate of 4 yards in 3 seconds, he would have arrived at the railroad station 2.5 minutes early. How far is his home from the station? Good Lord, I had this stuff in high school?
Where are you going?
I told you I have a lodge meeting and I'm already late.
But, Daddy, you haven't done my problem.
I will take them with me. The meeting is a dull one, but I have to be there. Now, some guy's going to talk about the traffic problem, which nobody can solve anyhow, so I'll just sit in back and work on your algebra.
But you'll be late getting home.
Listen, young lady, I am not going to do your math for you. I will do it, and then we will sit down, and I'll explain how it is done so that you thoroughly understand it.
Oh, you always get home so late from your lodge meeting.
All right. Then we'll both get up earlier in the morning.
I don't see Debbie getting up any earlier than she ordinarily does. Or you either, for that matter. I have a terrible job getting you both out of bed.
And I won't understand anything in the morning anyway. I'm just no good in the morning. I have to do my concentrating at night.
Well, Debbie, you go on back upstairs now and get your history song finished.
Okay.
Aren't you working on a project?
Yes, but I'm so worried about this algebra. I'll stay up until you get home, Daddy, okay? Please don't be late, okay?
Can't you get away from your lodge meeting a little earlier than usual?
Yeah, I can try.
What's the matter?
I can't do them.
But you were always marvelous, you said, at these things. Algebra and geometry.
I can't help it. I know I'm not doing them right. I don't seem to remember one darn thing. And I got all A's.
Honey, it isn't that you don't know how to do the problems.
Yes,
here.
It is. I don't know how to do them. I'll admit it. You know, it's just been too long
since I... that's what I mean. Debbie does this to me all the time. She asks me a question. She wants an immediate answer. And if I can't think of it right away, she's so impatient. Well, you graduated from college, she says. You should know these things right away.
Well, she's right. Otherwise, why did we get an education?
No, she isn't right at all. It isn't what you know, dear. As one of my college professors said, it's knowing where to look it up. We're not walking encyclopedias.
How do I look up how to do algebra? And actually, as I dimly recall, these are fairly simple problems.
Well, you haven't been doing them. That's all. You just have to brush up. Now, if you sat down with Debbie's algebra book and looked back to the beginning of the book and sort of brushed up a bit, it would all come back to you. It would.
Instead of going to my lodge meeting, where can I go in private to do a little reviewing where Debbie doesn't see me, doesn't know I'm frantically cramming somewhere?
Well, let's see. Look, the garage is heated. Go out and sit in the car.
No, she'll hear. She won't hear the car drive out or come in as though I'd been at a lodge meeting.
Honey, she keeps her radio and her little TV both on while she's studying. I don't know how the kids learn to study with a racket they have on while they're supposed to be absorbing information. She'll never notice anything. But don't be in the house in case she comes downstairs. Huh?
Okay. I'll go out and sit in the car. You might bring me out some hot coffee just to keep up my morale.
All right, dear. Good luck.
Thank you. I'll need it.
Daddy, thank you.
No, I'm not giving you the answer.
Oh, I know, but you've explained it all so marvelously. You're better than my teacher. I really understand it now.
I'm no better than your teacher. You just haven't been paying much attention, have you?
Oh, well, I hate it so, Daddy. But I'll try to do the problems now that I understand things better. You will get up early and see if I'm right.
I will. I promise.
I promise, dear. I'm the one who has to drag him out of bed, Debbie. Now, get to work. I'll see you in the morning. Good night, dear.
Okay, good night, Mom.
Good night, Dad. Now, honey, you were brilliant explaining algebra to her.
Well, hardly brilliant.
Well, you sounded brilliant. And Debbie's very impressed with her daddy. As well, she should be. You know, you are smart.
You're darn right, I am. I married you.
Oh, you.
Honey, thanks for saving my neck.
Oh. Well, I need it. And your shoulder to lean on.
You got it. Well, lean on it.
Yes, sir. I will.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
Hi, I'm trimming my little girl's hair. Mine was the same beautiful chestnut color once, before the grays started sneaking in. But I discovered Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It covered my grays without changing my natural color, and it has no peroxide. Loving Care made my hair shinier and softer, too. Our hair looks almost alike now, except mine has no bubble gum in it.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
The Little Things in Life with Peg Lynch and Bob Dryden and Margaret Hamilton as Aunt Maggie was written by Peg Lynch, directed by Warren Somerville, audio engineer Jerry Borenstein, and has been brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. I'm Charles Woods. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray. Gives you the fastest decongestant possible.
Where are they? Maybe they went around the other way. I can't see across the lake. Where's the trail? Oh, there. If I take a shortcut through here. Oh, it's a lake. If I walk on that. Let's see. It looks thick enough. Let me see. Whoops, I guess not. Maybe down further. That looks thicker. Yes, I'll just walk on it here, close to the shore.
Way she came, isn't it?
Joe, how could Susie and Bobby have missed her?
Look, Jason.
What?
The ice is broken here.
Oh. Well, maybe it just hasn't frozen, Joe.
No, look. Fresh ice is forming now.
Oh, God, no. No, she wouldn't have gone on the ice.
We don't know that. Look. Isn't that one of her mittens?
Oh, my God. Where could she be? You know, if she fell in here, it's not that deep.
But it's cold, Jason.
Well, there's no sign of her. Can you see, Joe?
We can't go out on it. It won't hold us.
Well, most of it isn't deep.
Well, let me use this pole. About 4 or 5 feet, I'd say.
Can you see anything through the ice?
Let me get up here. A little higher. Maybe I can. Yes, that's better. Oh, madre de Dios. She's there, Jason.
I'm going in, Joe. Guide me.
About 15 feet out. Be careful, Jason.
Now you stay there. I can't stay here.
Just to your left.
Joe!
Let me go.
Joe, I've got her. Just stay there. I may need you there.
You can make it.
Jennifer, oh no!
Susie, no time for that. Now run back to the cabin. Get blankets and tell Angela to start up the car.
Start the car. Should not have Daddy.
No. Go. Do as I say. Run.
Here, Joe.
Here. Give her to me.
She's blue, Joe.
Put her on the coat. Here.
All right.
Is there a pulse?
I can't feel it. I'm going to give her mouth to mouth.
Yeah, she needs air. If we can get it into her, I'll start massaging her heart.
Yeah, her pupils are dilated.
Jason, keep it up. Susie, get in the blanket. Look at her wristwatch. Stopped 45 minutes ago.
Oh, my God, Joe.
She's been in the water for 45 minutes.
Under that ice.
Is there a hospital near here?
Yes, a little one.
God,
here are the blankets.
All right, put them on her on the next breath.
All right, let's go. Now, come on, Susie.
There, it's under her head. Oh, is she all right?
We don't know yet, Charlie.
Oh, God, please don't take
Jason,
her.
Jason, I started the car. Susie said...
Yes, we have to get her to a hospital as quickly as possible. Susie.
Yes.
You and Bobby take the other car to the hospital.
Tell them what happened and that we are on our way. Tell them to get all the hot water bottles they can find and find them right away.
Right,
fill them up.
I understand.
Why, isn't there anything I can do?
Oh, Jason, you're so wet.
Jason and Joe know what they're doing, Em.
Oh, God.
Now, we have to move her by slow stages into the back seat of the car. And Jason and I will continue this, okay?
All right.
Angela, look after Emily.
We have to come with you. I'll drive.
Yes. Ready?
Come on, Emily. We have to get more blankets.
And Jason needs something dry.
All right.
Oh, God, Angela.
Put them in the car.
Joe.
It's not hopeless, Jason.
Is there any pulse yet?
Keep up the mouth-to-mouth.
Oh, God, 45 minutes.
Keep at it. We've got a chance. Just one in a thousand.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast.
Is it expensive?
Ah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm going to get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oseeder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oseeder Angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oseeder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. Oseeder makes your life easier.
Miss Carter, your daughter is in 104.
Oh, can I see her?
I'm so sorry. They're working on her.
I'm her mother.
I know.
Well, I just want to see her for a minute.
Come on, Emily. Over here to the couch.
Oh, Angela, I just can't believe it. How did it happen? Oh,
she must have slipped and fallen through the ice into the water.
Oh. Here, Mom. Here's some coffee for her.
Oh, thank you, Susie.
And Angela?
No, thanks.
Angela, what are they doing?
They're warming her and continuing the heart massage.
Oh, Angela.
Please stop.
It's all right, honey.
Oh, we shouldn't have let her.
Now, none of that.
Poor Jason.
He got her out, Anne.
When will we know?
It'll be soon.
But she wasn't breathing all that time in the car.
Emily, she was in shock.
Susie, where's Bobby?
Bobby, Joe told him to call down to Jefferson and order an ambulance.
Anne, will you please come and sit down? Pacing up and down isn't going to help.
No, I feel better moving. Angela, you're a nurse. Why don't you go in there?
Jason asked me to stay with you.
Why? I don't need medical attention. It's Jen.
I'll go in soon if you just promise to calm down.
And Angela knows what she's talking about, Mom.
How long was she in the water?
I don't think they know yet.
Oh, she knows how to swim. She got her badge last summer.
Emily, darling, it was freezing.
Yes, of course. Oh, Angela, please, go in. I'll be all right. Susie's with me.
Oh, Mom.
All right. I'll be right back.
I just wonder what they're doing.
What's the temperature, John?
Still 75.
There's no heartbeat.
Right now, Jason, let's get the trach tube in place and start pumping oxygen into her lungs.
What can I do?
See if any of the hot water bags have cooled and refill them.
Isn't there any staff here?
They are off getting stuff we need, and it's a holiday. Is the tube in?
Yes.
Okay, start the oxygen, Angela.
What's she getting in the IV?
Solution of sodium bicarbonate.
Bicarbonate?
I'll explain later. Jason, another shot of adrenaline.
There's still no pulse.
We won't stop. We keep at it.
My God, Joe, she was in the water for 45 minutes.
45 minutes?
And don't tell Emily.
What is there to tell her?
Tell her to pray, I suppose.
What do you think she's doing?
Let's try some DC shock.
All right, here you are.
Oh, she's so gray looking. Is there any circulation?
Again.
Yeah. How is Emily?
She's all right. Susie's with her.
Again.
Okay. Joe, there's something there.
Let me hear. Wait. Yes. A clear sinus rhythm. Here, Angela.
Mm-hmm.
Do the heart massage, will you?
Of course.
Jason, why don't you check on Emily?
And what can I tell her? That this is going to work?
We don't know, Jason. But there is a good chance.
A good chance?
I'll tell you when we have time to sit down and talk. Look, why don't you check with your son and see if the ambulance is on the way?
Yes, all right.
How much chance is there, Joe?
A lot, if we are lucky.
But even if you save her life, she was without oxygen for 45 minutes, her brain... Joe.
I know, but there's still a good chance.
Chance that she'll be hopelessly brain damaged. Unable to see or talk or move. Is that what you call saving her?
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen.
Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side, each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less? To Have and to Hold has been brought to you by the O'Cedar Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss. Program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.